life.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You're invited to enjoy all the features on the site. They're totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that charge you for their sites, we give it away. You actually get to control the content as well. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, and it doesn't have to be news, it could be something like, you know, Vermin Supreme's movie trailer, the Vote Jesus Chronicles for Ken Stevenson. If you wanted, you could take the URL of that trailer, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then it'll appear on the upcoming stories page where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. Now, as I understand it, for some reason our site's been having, there's a bug with it right now. Why this happens out of nowhere, I don't understand, but it has. Apparently some people have been having trouble voting on the site, which is a big bug because that's one of the key features of our website. But it may work if you press the button a second time. So if you press the vote, you know, like if you press the plus to vote once and it doesn't work, try it again. See if it works the second time. But if not, be patient with us. We will get it ironed out at some point. Hey, the site's free. What do you want? Freetalklive.com. Head over. Enjoy. There's a lot there. Even if the votes aren't working, there's still a lot more there that you can do there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, you know, it's election weekend, and there's an election happening Tuesday, and I don't know, what's there to say about it? There's a thug versus another thug and some third-party people that, you know, have no chance of winning, but maybe you should vote for them, or maybe not.
I think the important message for the American people here is that on Tuesday, be sure to pick the very best sociopath. And also, remember that your vote is not mathematically insignificant.
That's a joke, right?
No. I mean,
the significance part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mathematically insignificant.
Your votes are completely insignificant.
There hasn't been a single presidential election, and there have been probably somewhere near 2,000 presidential elections because each state has its own election. And, of course, they run those back, you know, to 1789 or something, 1788 or something like that. And you'll get how many there were. Of course, the number of states changes, so I can't just do some quick math in my head. But, you know, there's been a lot of presidential elections, and not a single one of them has been determined by one vote.
Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything you want. And then, Mark, if we get a chance, you're going to tell us about Oklahoma. Apparently, there's some new gun laws there that they're getting ready for. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. Judith is on the line listening in to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Judith.
Hi.
Hey, you're in Kansas.
Yes, I'm in Kansas.
Good evening. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Judith, and I'm from Kansas, and I just had a question. I just recently started dating this guy who's a little older than me, and he's kind of set on wanting to do oral sex on me while I'm on my menstrual cycle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you say oral?
She did say that, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. And I'm kind of worried because I don't know if I would be more prone to get infection or if I should just let him do it. It's not something that I'm comfortable with, but I really want this relationship to work. So.
Good question. I am not a doctor, and nor is Mark here. However,
come down on this as very creepy.
As far as questions are concerned, or as far as that question is concerned, as regarding infections and things like that, I would suggest probably inquiring of a medical professional who would be able to know the answer to that question. But more from the social aspect of this, yeah, I mean, he's specifically asking you to do that act on you at that time. That's what he's into. It's not just, you know, he's okay to do it at that time. That's what he's specifically looking to do.
Right, because he knows when my menstrual cycle starts, and he never wants to do it unless I'm on my menstrual cycle, and it's like...
Very interesting.
I'm not comfortable with it, but he says he likes the taste. I guess it tastes more irony.
Wow. And now, you said this guy's older than you?
Yes, he's I'm 26 and he's 40.
How'd you meet him?
Is there any chance he's...
How did you meet him?
I actually met him at work. I work at a meat...
Say blood bank.
I work at a meat packing plant. And
good call. Appreciate it.
What's funny about that? I don't
think it's real.
Obviously, it wasn't real. What?
What do you mean, obviously, it isn't real? You don't think that's possible that there are people that are into that?
Yeah, I mean, it would be... Yeah, I don't believe it.
You don't believe that it's possible that there are people
I believe that there are people into all kinds of stupid things out there, but I just don't think that...
No, I don't believe her. Like, I was believing her call until the meatpacking plant was...
You didn't hear her laughing, dude?
No, I heard her laughing, too. 1-855-450-FREE. Well, there was a couple times when she pulled away from the phone.
I'm all for a good crank.
I thought that one was pretty good.
I've certainly had worse.
1-855-450-3733 is the best one in recent memory. I mean, it's certainly, it's no Cobra Commander, but that one was much better than the Stern pranks that we had recently. There's a couple Stern listeners called up, and those were pretty bad.
Agreed.
So, yeah, 855-450-3733. You really can call in about whatever's on your mind. Now, Oklahoma, apparently there's going to be some new gun laws, or rather the lack of gun laws. What's changing there?
This is open carry. Now, first we have to define what open carry is. Open carry is the ability to carry a handgun on your hip without covering of any sort. Now, there are many states in the union. I think Oklahoma will be something like the 20th or something, I think 17th maybe, that there are many states, of course, that allow concealed carry, but not open carry. For some reason or another, this went out of fashion, and basically it's been, in some states, Florida, for instance, it's just illegal for anyone except a law enforcement officer and maybe some security agents and that kind of thing to carry a gun openly. Hmm. You can have a concealed carry permit, but...
That ain't easy to get. Let me tell you, I remember when I turned 21 down in Florida, my dad gave me a handgun, and I went and I looked into what the process was like to get a concealed carry permit, and they gave you this huge folder full of papers, and I didn't even, I got that, and I was just, that was it. I was done.
Yeah, I don't
like didn't even want to start.
I don't like government paperwork any more than the next guy. But now in Oklahoma, open carry is going to be legal for people who have concealed carry permits.
Oh,
now,
that's crappy.
I think that open carry brings up some interesting topics, and that is how in the world in a country where you have the right to keep and bear arms, according to the Constitution, that it shall not be infringed, is it that they can have 20,000 gun laws and make it illegal for you to carry this place or that place as far as the government goes? I mean, if the Constitution is the rule book for the government, then how in the world can
it's
the government...
It's clearly not.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And how in the world can the government write shall not be infringed and then infringe it? Now,
it depends on the definition of shall and not, apparently, infringed.
I'm not saying that I don't think that there's some conversation to be had about whether or not guns should be legal and that kind of thing in certain circumstances. I think there's a conversation to be had. But first, you need to get rid of the rule book that says shall not be infringed. You see, that's the thing that really bothers me here, is that the Supreme Court and other courts just go ahead and interpret this document that seems really, really clear to me in some way that's not clear. Now, I'm for human freedom, and therefore, I believe that individuals should be able to carry tools. If one of those tools is a tool to protect yourself that fires a ballistic projectile...
You're going to need it in the zombie apocalypse.
Muzzle velocity of 500 miles per hour or whatever it does. Well... that's fine. You should be allowed to do that. You should be responsible. If you hit somebody in the head with a hammer, you should be charged with hitting somebody in the head with a hammer. And if you shoot somebody with a .45, you should be charged with shooting them with a .45.
I know that Vermin Supreme has a plan to deal with the zombie apocalypse, but the fact is he's not going to be there when you need him most. So it's important to have a tool like this to be able to protect yourself, whether it's from zombies or another human being.
It also, another part of this story that I think is very interesting is that movie theater that this terrible massacre occurred in a few months ago had
Colorado.
A sign up that was very clear that you should not carry a weapon into the theater.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what would happen. I don't know whether it was a good idea for somebody to fire back at this guy or not. It's shooting a gun inside of a movie theater is not a good idea. But then again, when you have a guy with an AR-15 plugging people from the front of the theater, maybe it's not a bad idea to have a gun.
So what's the issue here? They're going to have open carry, so what's the issue?
Well, some people don't like it.
855-450-FREE. Does it freak you out, the idea of people carrying weapons? 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want as well.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that are waiting for you there, including the mobile site. Go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to get live streams, easy access to those for whatever cell phone company operating system you're using, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
This holiday season, the best thing you can do with your mouth is statelesssweets.com. You go to statelesssweets.com, and they've got all kinds of different handmade, naturally made confections there. My favorite is the English toffee, but they've got apparently a chocolate covered pistachio brittle that is supposed to be awesome. I have not had that one. They've got these handmade caramels that some of them have cinnamon in them, or you can get the regular ones. Ian, what's your favorite?
I like fudge. Yeah. Got some right here, actually.
They've got they certainly have awesome fudge. I really enjoyed that too. Everybody's got their favorite over at statelesssweets.com, but you can't find any better handmade confections than Stateless Sweets at statelesssweets.com.
All right, our number here again, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you've been talking about the Oklahoma situation where apparently, is it a law that has been passed or
yes.
one being repealed?
It's a law that's been passed that allows open carry.
I see. So presumably there was something that prevented it at some point, so I guess...
I don't know. I mean,
laws are so confusing like that.
Certainly not a legal expert.
Yeah. I mean, presumably when Oklahoma was founded, they probably did not have the ban on open carrying in the Constitution.
Yep.
So at some point it likely was banned.
I imagine when they opened Indian territories for settlement that the people were probably carrying guns on their hips at that
time. They probably didn't have permits back then either, but now apparently...
I think the first permits came in the early 20th century, and they started with felons, and they worked their way up from there. Now, I'd like to point out that this country allowed felons to carry guns, convicted felons who got out of jail, carry guns longer than it hasn't.
So let me just
make
sure...
And I don't see how you can say a right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and then infringe it even on felons.
So let me make sure I've got this clear. What you've told me is that in Oklahoma, at some point, is it next year? Do we know when the...
No, it just occurred.
This is happening. Okay, so now in Oklahoma, ostensibly, according to news source... Do we know what the
New York Times.
New York Times. According to the source of New York Times, in Oklahoma, you can open carry if you have a concealed weapons permit.
That's correct.
But if you do not have said permit, you cannot open carry.
That's correct.
Now, that's different from New Hampshire, where we live, where anyone who's not a felon can open carry without a government permit.
That's right. You don't have to have a concealed carry permit. Now, they have a shall issue permit here that's $10.
Yeah, the calling it a shall issue is a joke. Our friend Derek J. Freeman from Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com had attempted to get one of these so-called shall issue permits, which were denied to him. They claimed that he's a known drug user and so therefore is not allowed to have a permit for his gun. So it's completely legal for him to open carry the weapon, but for him to get a shall issue permit, they're standing in the way of that.
Yep. I got you.
But generally, it's supposed
it's
to be
like
relatively...
It's not like Derek J. Freeman isn't a civil disobedient who gives them all kinds of trouble, so the expectation that cops are not going to give trouble back when the opportunity to do that is kind of, unlikely.
I'm just saying, he's not the only case where they've denied
so far,
these so-called shall-issue permits. But I guess the question here is, how do you feel about open carry? Because it freaks a lot of people out.
Right.
Are you
one case
people?
Here, they're talking about a situation where some people, there was an ordinance passed because there's two people displaying their firearms at a children's playground, at a city park, essentially,
mm-hmm.
Near a children's playground. And, that bothered some people as though the guns were going to jump out
of their holsters.
People.
Yeah.
And as if the people that are going to assassinate a playground full of kids are going to carry them in
openly.
Holsters. Yeah. Right. I mean, even the kids that did the Columbine thing wore big trench coats so they could carry things into school. So, but it's interesting. I think the guns make a lot of people uncomfortable.
If you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything. Ladies first, Linda's on the line listening in South Carolina to WSCFM. Hey, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What's
I'm
on your mind
calling
tonight?
About the truckers from Alabama that took up a convoy up to New Jersey. A group of electric companies down there got together with the large equipment. They donated their own money for gas and so forth. And they left. They had a convoy, and they left, and they got up to New Jersey a day or two ago. It wasn't today, so it had to be a couple days back. And they were denied help. They were told to leave because they were not union and that they absolutely
yeah.
could not come in to help.
Well, I didn't know about the convoy portion of that news, but we had discussed that the other night here on Free Talk Live. Apparently, these folks from Alabama wanted to come help out. They didn't want to sign up for the union and pay whatever union dues would have been required, because whenever you sign up for a union, there's always some kind of dues.
They're just trying to help.
Right, so they had to go home.
I didn't know that they were signing up for a union. They were, they gave up their time, their money, and they went north to help as American citizens. And they were refused the help because they were not union. Now, what we've done in the past in the South and throughout the country, we've stepped in. Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure. I mean, it's. I think that what is never quantified and never talked about is the value of people that just go on their own, that they go to show up and help. And it seems to always be the entrenched power apparatus that turn back these help. In Katrina, there's a picture on the internet of tractor trailers just going off into the distance, full of water. They're getting turned around by FEMA because they don't want them. In this case, there's obviously a great deal of people are getting turned around because they're not union members. They haven't paid the union the dues, and of course the union is tied strongly with the government. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to prevent these people from working. If there weren't laws, then they wouldn't be able to prevent people from working. So it really all comes down to the government in every instance, just turning away.
That was my point, sir. That was exactly my point. And when we're reaching a point that government is controlling everything, then we do not have our lives. We don't have free enterprise. And we've blown our Constitution. So
yep. A government big enough to give you everything is big enough to take everything from you.
Listening to these elderly people, and I'm one, I'm housebound, but listening to these elderly people screaming for help, I mean, this is heartbreaking, and they've got people at the door wanting to help. It doesn't make too much sense to me. Maybe something's wrong with me for thinking such.
Linda, I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I don't know. I have to apologize. I wanted to pull up Convoy during that call, and my computer was totally bombing. Like, the sound card wasn't working, and then the YouTube video wouldn't load. But I think
long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, it's way too late now, though. Like, it's not as... doesn't have the same impact. We'll continue with your calls here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, do kids today even know what the CB radio is?
They have to have seen it on TV.
Really? You think they use CB radios in TV shows these days? Turn that metal down. Hey, turn the metal down, board out, please. Thank you. There we go. We'll let Convoy take us out. More coming up here. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. Free 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, what is it?
SACL CAI is the company that sponsors our phone lines. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and accounts receivable is an arduous and vexing task for you, which I can't imagine too many businesses it's not. SACL CAI can handle it for you. They can handle it in a fashion that's extraordinarily efficient and respects your customers and respects you. All their calls are recorded, so you can go back and listen to any interaction with their agents and people that they're collecting on bills from. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Talk to Howard listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Howard.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just want to comment about a few things. Like that last prank call or whatever, man, I didn't like that. That was the subject was just
I think that was the intention of the pranker was to gross people out.
I just hope it's not some kind of thing. I know that there's detractors against your show, and I hope it's not going to be some I imagine they're feeling you guys out to see what they can get away with, because
that's fine. We've been taking prank calls for years on this show, Howard.
Yeah, I mean, and they're never not, they weren't like that. Like, that was just like, I don't know, the subject they picked, it was just, I never heard it before. I just,
well, the person was calling from, they were listening to XM, so they're probably, you know, used to hearing content that's a little bit more racy, I suppose. But I think you're right.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know,
people.
Ian, there are people. You were just saying they were like, there was this whole thing, like, you, there's this site that's against you, right? Like, you were.
I'm sure there are plenty of people that don't like Free Talk Live.
Well,
I don't know if there's
like
a specific.
Some negative things that people were putting out against the Free State Project that I read.
Oh,
online.
The Free State Project.
I was looking.
No, that's the 26-page. What you're talking about is a 26-page document that was released here in New Hampshire by some activist group that is very much in opposition to the Free State Project, and it's essentially it's an amazing piece that really is touting a lot of the victories that have happened here. If you haven't seen it, you can go to freekeen.com and download it there and see it for yourself. But you know, I don't really worry myself with that stuff, Howard. I mean, there's no point in fretting about who doesn't like you. I mean, if you're doing something out there and there are people that don't like it, that means you're doing something right. Otherwise, they're either talking about you or they're not talking about you.
Dig it. You are, like, really brave. I appreciate that. And, you know, just that you can just blow that off and just say that that's nothing. And if it becomes a problem, that you would deal with it. See,
well, as far as crank
I've
calls are concerned,
from you guys, you know?
Thank you, Howard. And I appreciate your call tonight. As far as crank calls are concerned, we've been taking crank calls on the air here ever since the beginning. I mean, it's an open phones show. We're not going to screen the hell out of calls.
If they don't say the wordy dirds.
There are certain words that can't be said, and there are also content restrictions. The FCC does have restrictions on, like, obscenity. But as long as we're clinical in our discussion of adult topics, it doesn't really violate that. So I didn't feel like that call crossed those lines.
I didn't either.
I didn't feel like she was particularly explicit.
I don't flipped out if I thought that it crossed the lines.
It was a disturbing topic, absolutely.
Agreed.
But we've talked about many disturbing, very adult subjects on this show. This is not a show for, you know, unless you're a really open, cool family, this is probably not a show for children. Because we do talk about adult things, sex, drugs, politicians. These are very adult topics, and they are covered here.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine in today's world the 9-year-old boy underneath his covers right now at 8:30 at night on a Eastern time with a transistor radio pushed up to his ear. I mean, I can't imagine. The chances are much higher that he's got his tablet and
yeah.
If he's looking for adult content, he's not looking to listen to Free Talk Live.
No doubt. So 855-450-FREE, and as far as the general comment about haters of the Free State Project, again, it's an indicator that you're doing something right. If you're out there putting it out there, putting your activism or your business or whatever it is that people don't like, if you're out there putting that out there, then and people are commenting negatively on it, that means that you're stirring it up, and I think that there's value to that. And,
especially at radio.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
obviously.
You can't let it get to you. I mean, if I wanted to, I could spend time reading YouTube comments and really, you know, have a shotgun in my mouth by the time I was done with it, because they're just so negative.
So,
and
YouTube's the crankiest place in the world.
I don't understand it. I guess, you know, people that have negative things to say are more likely to say them. I think that's probably a factor as to why things are like that.
And it created a culture of negativity in that area. I mean, that seems to be the reality.
Right, and then negative people fight with other people, and it's just a mess. So you can only spend your time doing so much, and I think that you should spend your time doing what you love. And I don't love reading negative comments. I mean, I'll read them every now and then, a little bit here and there. But I want to focus on creating content. I want to focus on creating.
Well, I think what's more important
media.
Is that Free Talk Live is getting on more and more radio stations as time goes by, not less and less. The professionals in the industry understand that Free Talk Live creates an atmosphere that is just unlike any other show out there, and that's of value. That Free Talk Live today is celebrating its 10th year on the radio, you know, really shows that Free Talk Live is something. It's a force to be reckoned with in the industry.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. It was definitely something that we should mention, and it has been 10 years ever since we started back in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah,
back at our FM talk station. We'll give ourselves a little bit of applause. I mean, somebody's got to do it, right? So. 10 years, that's a long time to do a radio show, especially to do in the same time slot the whole time around. I mean, we're actually doing more now than ever before. We started with as just a weekend show. We're expanded to quickly, like within two or three weeks, to weeknights down in on an FM talk station in Sarasota, Florida, which no longer exists. They flipped formats. They went back to music several months after we got our start, so we barely had a chance to really get a foothold. We've moved the show online only for a short period of time, then went to WTMY down in Sarasota. We then moved to WSRQ in Sarasota, where we're now heard.
Which at the time was WIBQ.
Right, where we are now heard, by the way, again in Sarasota on WSRQ. So it's great
to be
back on in our original home market there. And we're syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network back in 2004. So we started in 2002 on November 3rd, and then in 2004 got syndicated, which meant that the show was available at that point to stations all across the country. And we've been with Genesis, our syndicate, ever since. We've been in the 7 to 10 at night Eastern time slot ever since. There are a few shows in the industry that are as, you know, solid and reliable as far as you turn on the receiver, we're there. Free Talk Live is one of those shows, and we're now there 7 nights a week instead of just 5 or 6 as we have been in the past. So we couldn't have gotten here without you, though. You, the listener of this program. You, those who are running the radio stations that air this program, the internet stations
and
that
you,
take
those
the station.
That get upset, scream, and shake your fists.
And you, the advertisers of this show, both past and present. So thank you to everybody who has made this possible. Of course, the amplifiers as well, the Free Talk Live amplifiers, contributing $5 a month to the show to help us get on more radio stations around the country. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. To learn more about that. Now, that's AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So the idea is we take that $5 in and invest it into Free Talk Live. Had we not had the AMP program since around 2005, it was late 2005 when we started with that program. Had we not had the AMP program, I don't know what the growth would have been like. It certainly would not have been near as quick. You know, we've really been able to focus on growing the show because of listeners getting behind it financially. It's been a huge boon. Obviously, we have advertising along with AMP, but AMP is specifically used just for promoting the show, whereas, you know, the money that you bring in through the ad dollars, Mark, actually goes to pay us so we can live our lives as well.
That part's important, too.
Yeah. So thanks to everybody who's made this happen. We're glad to still be here after 10 years, and all of our wonderful co-hosts that have been in and out in our third chair over the years. Our Saturday listeners don't get to hear those folks, but they're in throughout the week as well, and they've been great and really helpful in all this.
Thanks to everybody.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls are next. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian
and Mark.
Those features on our site, by the way, do include archives. We were just talking about how we've been doing the show for a decade now. A good portion of the last decade is available online for you for free over at freetalklive.com. You can click back into the archives and go all the way back to late 2006. So all of that free, head on over, enjoy that. And if you want, you can click onto our SoundCloud page, which makes it easy to share those archives. So if you go to freetalklive.com, the SoundCloud link is on the left-hand side. It's under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there. You can just type in soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the page. And then if you click the Share button on whatever episode you enjoy, maybe you want to share tonight's Vermin Supreme interview, you can hit the Share button, and it'll make it easy for you to share that on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know, your social networking preference is. So go to freetalklive.com, grab a bunch of archives, and enjoy as we go to the phones here and continue with you and your thoughts. You bring up what you want. Coming up, gas gouging. We'll talk about it if we get a chance, but your calls come first. Calvin, listening in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Calvin. Calvin, in New York, going once.
Yeah.
Calvin, you're on the air.
Oh, how are you guys tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, Calvin?
Well, okay, well, we're thinking on that open carry law.
Yes, sir.
I really don't think it's, you know, it's not a bad idea, I don't think, really. State of Texas, I mean, it's open. They got open carry in the bars now. You can actually walk in a bar.
That's pretty good. We can do that here in New Hampshire. Now, what is the law like there in New York?
Well, they have a concealed. You got to get a permit, but you can't open carry as long as you have a pistol permit.
Okay, so it's a permit open carry, so you cannot open carry without permission from the New York state government. Now, where did you say you were listening tonight in New York?
Oh, Martinsburg.
Martinsburg, New York. Okay, I'm not familiar with where that is. But
that's way north of Syracuse.
is it frustrating to you? I mean, are you a gun owner in New York?
Oh, I'm a gun owner and a gun hunter.
How hard was it to get the permit?
Oh, it's a compile of paperwork, and then you have to have a lot of people to stand up for you and vouch for you that you're not insane, that you're not, you know, you're trustworthy, you know.
Well, I appreciate that information.
Yeah, you have at least like five people or something like that to do it, so.
Thanks for the call tonight, Calvin. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. He's calling because Oklahoma is going to be allowing open carry now, which they haven't before, I guess, or at least not in our lifetimes.
I'm not really cheering for this. I'm not a huge fan of people using guns to solve problems. I'm not. I think that there are certain times in life, maybe it's not everybody's life, but some people's life, when having a gun is probably the best protection you can have. Now, I don't know that makes necessarily it worth the time, energy, and potential for disaster for me to carry a gun all the time, but different people need to be able to make different decisions, and that's what that comes down to. And I think that in a country, this is where it always comes back to for me, in a country where the Bill of Rights says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and the only way I can interpret that is it shouldn't be infringed, not 20,000 gun laws and you need to get your mom and a few neighbors to stand up and say you're not crazy. I don't see that. I mean, it says shall not be infringed. And therefore, if you want to infringe the right to keep and bear arms, then you need to change the rule book. It's not a right if the Supreme Court...
You mean amend the Constitution? Clearly, they don't need to do that. They can just pass whatever law they want locally, and the cops will enforce it, because the cops don't care what the Constitution says. And
apparently not.
Right.
I mean,
so
the politicians don't care.
Right. And the
nobody
judges,
in government seems to care.
And the cops don't care, the politicians don't care, and the judges will back them up.
The judges, when the Supreme Court justices say that you can attenuate or mitigate rights, how in the world do you mitigate a right? If you've got the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, how do you mitigate that? How do you attenuate that right?
You can't. There's either
a right or it isn't.
Right. There's no middle ground.
It's a privilege if it can be attenuated. They can tell you when you can drive, where you can drive. They can take your license because they claim that that is a privilege. And I think that there's an argument for that since it's their roads. However, if I have the right to keep and bear arms and it shall not be infringed, I don't get how they can do it.
Let's go to Mark. He's in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just turned it on just a minute ago and got in the car and heard you talking about the open carry. There is a website dedicated to open carry.
Okay.
It's called opencarry.org, and they've got all the different states on there, and you can access all the state police websites from there for the different laws and stuff like that.
Unfortunately, the site's down right now.
Is
but,
it?
Maybe at some point it'll be back. Maybe Google Cache has it or something like that. But
yeah,
it's offline at the moment.
Down, but yeah, I've been on that since 2006, just after it started. But I'm in Virginia. I open carry all the time. There's no permit needed. I can carry just about anywhere I want to go.
Do you get hassled by the cops?
Nope.
Oh, that's good to know. By the way, the site's back.
What do you think the value is to doing open carry?
Well, for one, it shows people that normal, everyday people carry guns, not just cops, not just criminals. It also lets people know about their rights, because the other day I was in the Bass Pro here in Hampton, and young girl cashier saw my gun. I carry a Kimber 1911, and she liked it. She said, "It's a nice gun. I'd like to carry that." Well, she's 20 years old, she said, "I can't carry." I said, "Well, in Virginia, you can open carry a handgun. You can own an open carry handgun. Your parents just have to gift it to you."
I see.
You
it's one of those things where you can't buy it yourself, but you can still have it.
Yeah, you can have it. They just have to buy the gun and the ammo, but you can legally, at 18 years old in Virginia, open carry a handgun. I know quite a few people who do.
Do you have children?
What's that?
Do you have children?
Yes, sir. I also have grandkids.
What age did you buy the BB the first BB gun for your kids?
Well, actually, it was my stepkids, and they were 10 and 14 when we got married. I wasn't really into firearms at that time we got married, which was 91. I wasn't against them, but I was more a car guy. I got my son, started teaching him a little bit at 99. His dad was, their dad was actually a former law enforcement and Marine. They were familiar with guns, never did a lot of shooting, but there's no problem. My wife actually owned one before I did.
Mark, why did you ask that question?
He was talking about the age of this woman being 20 and not able to carry. And, you know, when it says shall not be infringed, I think that should affect kids, too. I mean, should there be an age where somebody can start having a gun? I got my first BB gun. I think I was 10.
Wasn't it back, you know, 12? How many people have called this show saying they carried a rifle to school?
Yeah.
So that wasn't that long ago that there wasn't, you know, restrictions on age like that. Mark, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. A different Mark, also calling from Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark number two.
Hi, actually, this is Lawrence calling from Virginia Beach.
What was your name?
Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C.
Lawrence. Don't know how they figured your name was Mark. Go ahead, Lawrence. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm also a concealed carrier out here in Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. Member of the VCDL, NRA. My thoughts open carry, I have family out in Oklahoma, and I think it's a great thing that I finally have gotten that forward. It's one of the best decisions I ever made. It saved my life to become a concealed carrier. As far as the open carry aspect of it is concerned, I think it has its place at certain times. There have been situations where I have been in some certain, atmospheres, where I felt it was best to, I guess the best way I would put it is show my teeth in that sense, where basically I want to make sure the people know that it's not a good idea to confront me and things like that.
Sure.
I did have a situation where I did have to use it. It was a robbery ambush years ago. Three men, one of them armed, it's a 1911, just like my buddy up there answered.
Wait a second. Did you have the 1911 or the armed robber had a 1911?
The armed robber had the 1911.
Oh, my.
It caught in his clothing, which brought me a little bit of an extra second. That beaver tail got caught in there.
Yeah.
And that allowed me to pull from concealed carry my Glock 26, which was in a Blackhawk Check 6 holster.
Mm.
And I basically had my gun at his chest before he had his gun basically at my legs.
Yep, that'll take care of that.
That had to be an intense situation. Did he walk away, or did you blast the guy?
He panicked. I ordered him onto the ground, and by the time he hit the ground, he was basically off to the races. I thought for a minute that they were going to a different attack pattern.
That's a scary story.
I've nearly murdered before. So,
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad you made it out, and glad that you were able to defend yourself appropriately and you didn't manage to take someone else's life in the process. Because normally if you pull a gun on somebody, you should be prepared to use.
You're probably prepared.
Yeah, more coming up here. Hour number three is next.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.